Welcome back to In the Zone with Coach Kubiak. All right, Coach, time for our Sherwin-Williams rapid-fire fan questions. Ready?
I'm ready.
All right, Dave DeCandis from Laramie, Wyoming writes in, you're an underdog this week for just the fourth time. You fared pretty well in the other three games. You had wins in Kansas City back in week two, Green Bay, and New England. So you're 3-0 right now as underdogs. The question is it easier to some degree to prepare your team for games that you're not supposed to win?
I don't know, because I don't really know that stuff, you know, to be honest with you. But it's motivation sometimes. You hear guys say, hey, I can't believe somebody's coming in our house and we're an underdog. And, you know, that happened to us earlier in the year, and I guess against New England also. You know what? All that stuff is going on and talked about. But when they blow the whistle on Sunday, you got to line up and play, and we know that.
Tara Reed from Denver writes in, this team really seems to embrace the challenge that goes along with winning road games in the NFL. Is it something you spend extra time developing with this team or stressing, or does this team just get it?
I think we know what it takes to win on the road. You know, I mean, you have to protect the ball. You got to play good defense, which we've been doing, and we have been protecting the ball here as of late. So, you know, those things keep you in the game all the time. And, you know, Nick, if you're in the NFL, all these games are so close. And if you're right there in the fourth quarter and you got the players that make the plays at the end, then you're going to win a lot of football games. That's what we've been doing.
That's working. Finally, time for our kid question of the day. Turn around, take a look.
Hi, my name is Meredith Hallwig. I'm 12 years old. And Coach Kubiak, what NFL player, quarterback, do you see following your footsteps and being a boss head coach like you?
A boss head coach, not just a coach.
NFL quarterback? You know, that's really tough, but I'll say this. I can pick a player that I think would have been as good a coach as he wanted to be. And he's not coaching, and I'm going to put him on the spot. But Rod Smith was as fine of teacher and player as I've ever been around. And had he chosen, or even if he wanted to jump back in at some point and be a coach, he'd be as good as there's ever been. Was a tremendous player, person, and mind for the game. So I'll throw Rod in there, even though he was a college quarterback, yeah. So maybe that counts.
That kind of counts. I think you'd make a great broadcaster, too. We've tried to get him back into our profession. That's not happening either. Coach, best of luck this week in Pittsburgh.
Okay. All right, thank you.
And we also want to thank our player guest, Vernon Davis, for joining us. Broncos and the Steelers from the Steel City. Kickoff set for 2:25 at Heinz Field. Be sure to click it over to Fox 31 Denver News at 5, 9, and 10 on Sunday for complete highlights and post-game sound from inside the Broncos locker room. We'll see you next.